Welcome back to the audio version of the self-esteem book. We now bring you part 6.
Chapter 18. Take personal inventory. Put closure on your past and tend to unfinished business. You can't live powerfully in the present if your mind is on the past. As we've discussed, those past events that you have not yet successfully put behind you continually consume your attention. Decide now to put closure on these experiences that drain your energy, distract your attention, and steal your personal power. Closing the past will elevate your self-esteem by enabling you to act deliberately in the present while meeting the future with the strength that your full attention will provide. If you find yourself preoccupied with the past, you'll be able to respond to new possibilities with the velocity that comes from being fully present to life. Tend to any unresolved business, and stresses from these past events will no longer plague you as they compete for your attention. By putting closure on these items, you will minimize the potential for unwelcome shocks that drain your effectiveness and hamper your self-esteem. Cleaning up these items translates into accepting responsibility for doing whatever it takes to deal with any challenges that might threaten your vision for the future. This will result in a mental, physical, and spiritual cushion to safeguard you against life's problems. Resolving and putting your past incompletions behind you will make you aware of all areas where you feel stunted or lacking. If you often focus your energy on areas where you feel you are not measuring up, you will not be able to pay full attention to make your life work best in the here and now. Carefully ponder the following list and check off all of the items that might apply. Add any that you feel would complete your list in each category. The first category is health, appearance, and personality. Check off all that apply. I am happy with my appearance. I have no lingering physical problems or untreated chronic conditions. I went for a physical exam recently. My dental health is cared for and my dental appearance is good. I am not taking drugs or abusing alcohol. I do not smoke or otherwise abuse my body. I look my best. I keep my hair, nails, and appearance neat and attractive. I brush and floss my teeth regularly. My eyes have been checked recently and my vision is good, or has been corrected with eyeglasses or contact lenses. I dress neatly, smell good, and make a good impression. My home, office, and car accurately reflect who I am. I have no unhealthy habits. I typically see the glasses half full. I keep my weight at a steady, healthful range. I am relaxed, not anxious or nervous. I am creative and imaginative. I have a good sense of humor. I do not speak poorly of myself and do not tolerate others doing so. I experience few upsets on a daily basis. My life is purposeful and organized. I am not easily stressed out. I take care of all aspects of my health. Others consider me competent. I expect life will always get better and better. For the category of wealth, finances, career, and occupation, here is the list. I save a significant portion of my earnings weekly or monthly. I pay off all credit cards in full monthly. I pay my taxes and file my returns on time. I have adequate insurance to protect against unfortunate losses or illnesses. My business is in good financial order. My colleagues respect me at work. I do not overwork on a regular basis or to the point of extreme absorption of my personal time. All my debts are manageable and current. My work is fulfilling and I love what I do. I am honest, likable, and trustworthy. People respect my abilities. I do not use people for my own benefit at their expense. My coworkers know that I'm dependable. People trust my judgment and readily accept my advice. I determine my own destiny. I enjoy a new challenge and willingly accept healthy risks. I have not settled for a job that frustrates or limits me. I greet each new day with eager anticipation and love what I do. I delegate to others those tasks that I need not do myself. In the category of relationships, here is the list. I make friends easily and have many close friends. My relationships are mutually fulfilling. I associate with people who I proudly call my friends. I feel comfortable in most social situations. I am good at making and keeping commitments. I have no toxic relationships. I do not overly depend upon any person. I trust others, and they trust me. I reach my appointments on time. My life is gossip-free. Others would say I am not judgmental. I am not withholding communication or love in any of my relationships. I respect the values of others, and they respect mine. My relationships are authentic, warm, and truthful. I have a close and intimate relationship with my spouse or partner. I have a healthy attitude towards sex. I think others find me sexually attractive, and I'm not afraid to express my sexuality. Others would call me a good communicator and listener. I enjoy time with friends in addition to sharing friends with my spouse or my partner. I have forgiven everyone who has hurt me. I am not consumed by guilt. People would say I am easygoing and seldom moody. I am not displaying any abusive behavior. I do not live in hope that by chance someday I will meet the right person who will make my life right. I have no problem asking to have my needs met. I take responsibility for making every aspect of my life work optimally. In the area of family, here is the list. I love my family, they love me, and we tell each other so regularly. I hold no unresolved anger toward any family members. All my family legal and financial records are in order. I have forgiven everyone who has hurt me. I have apologized to anyone who I have hurt and have done all I can to repair the relationship. I regularly make time to connect with my family. I don't gossip or allow unhealthy behavior in my family as a co-conspirator. In the area of personal and/or spiritual development, here is the list. I take time for my personal development. I defined a clear, written vision for my life, and I read it daily. I have a powerful relationship with God. I am confident in my self-worth. I regularly work with a life or a business coach. I don't simply tolerate life, but live it to the fullest. I regularly read and listen to material that nurtures my greatness and inspires me. I am knowledgeable about current events. I learn something new every day. I trust and act upon my intuition. I am in touch with my values, and my life expresses them fully. I am aware of my gifts and contribute them freely to others. I expect my life to work optimally and am committed to making this happen. I tell the truth. The legacy that I will leave the world is fill in the blank. In the area of recreation and fun, here is your list. I have fun with other people at least weekly. I have hobbies that I find rewarding. I know what makes me happy, and I do it often. Others consider me to be a fun person. I balance work with play. I take time just for me. My pets are in good health. They're well-groomed and well-cared for. Now, the intent of this exercise is not to point out your weaknesses or to berate you for them. Everyone has strengths and areas that can be developed and attitudes that can be changed to support happiness and excellence. Here's an exercise. Now that you've taken your personal inventory, create a preliminary list of all the items that you'll decide to work upon. Make note of those items that can be specifically addressed by detailed actions. Prioritize your list so that you can set specific deadlines for addressing each as you craft your plan of action. Separate what is really so from the meanings that you have attributed to each quality that cause your self-esteem to plummet. As you learn to accentuate your strengths and reframe your weaknesses to take a less prominent role in your overall self-image, your harsh self-judgment will lessen and your self-love will increase. Chapter 19, Assess Your Strengths and Your Weaknesses. Failure is an interpretation that does not support self-esteem. Reinterpret your failed experiences to acknowledge your insights, your growth, and your accomplishments. Rather than run from failure, embrace it, learn from it, and create so much of it that it becomes a big so what. Only those willing to risk failure can accomplish great things. You've done some work to resolve your past, to identify your key values, and to take a personal inventory. Now it's time to further evaluate your strengths and your weaknesses. I am not giving you permission to beat yourself up. In fact, commit now to forever give up your right to invalidate yourself. Simply recognize when you're judging yourself harshly and return to your commitment to give yourself a break and to love yourself. It will mean creating an interpretation that keeps you whole and properly reflects your self-worth. We all have gifts. The trouble often is that we're not fully in touch with what these gifts are. What are you known for? What are you passionate about? When are you most alive or having fun? To uncover all of your gifts, you may need to ask others for feedback about what they see them to be. Record all of your strengths and gifts on several index cards and keep them where you'll see them. Perhaps keep one by your phone, one on your bathroom mirror, one in your car, and one wherever you're most likely to be reminded of the need to revisit these qualities. As you realize additional assets, add them to the list. As you become more in touch with your magnificence, your list will continue to grow. Let's now turn to your weaknesses. Consider any past mistakes as learning opportunities and weaknesses as simply qualities that can be changed, areas of potential that you've yet to develop. Minimize the importance of those that can't be altered by realizing how insignificant they are in comparison to your strengths. Reflect upon your health, your occupation, finances, relationships, family, personal and spiritual development, recreation, and fun. In each area, what is missing that, if put into place, would enhance your happiness, lifestyle, relationships, and self-esteem? For some areas, you will readily know what you need to do to improve your life. For others, you may need the help of a coach to design a plan to address what might be missing. Consider any absent areas similar to a weak muscle that has been in a cast for 6 weeks. The cast has now been removed, and you'll be deliberately focusing on exercising that muscle to strengthen it with use and loving attention. Please review the following list of potential qualities that you might consider developing to maximize your effectiveness with people and to further enhance your self-esteem. Here's a list of qualities that might support your excellence. Check off the ones that apply most to you. Being calm and centered. Not reacting. Being organized and focused. Being at peace. Having genuine humility. Choosing interpretations that support you or empower you. Having greater physical energy. Working on your health and appearance. Having integrity. Exuding charisma. Showing confidence. Being an inspiration to yourself and others. Allowing yourself to be vulnerable when appropriate. Showing emotion. Not showing emotion when it doesn't serve you. Being sensitive. Being consistent or persistent. Being coachable or teachable. Being happy. Having a good self-image. Trusting your intuition. Developing empathy. Being self-motivated. Being able to make and keep commitments. Being able to be told anything without reacting. Being a good listener. Being able to make the most of any situation. Being able to have fun. Coming across authentically to others. Having discipline. Willing to sacrifice for the future. Speaking from the heart. Living your vision. Supporting others. Championing others to excellence. Exuding enthusiasm. Being inspirational. Being vulnerable. Having compassion. Possessing a positive attitude. Choosing to have positive expectations. Communicating effectively. You might also choose to develop the following qualities in relationship to others. Listening for mutuality or common ground. Listening for what others have to contribute to you. Listening for opportunities to strengthen your relationship as opposed to being offended. Being able to bond with others. Possessing the ability to work well in partnership. Being happy to serve. Being willing to contribute. Not interrupting. Being a team player. This list was adapted from my book, The Success Code. Here's an exercise. Create a list of your strengths and your gifts. Identify your weaknesses. Which of these can be strengthened and developed? From the list that I just recited, select the top five qualities that will support your happiness, personal power, and personal effectiveness. Chapter 20, Reprogram Your Subconscious Mind. Henry Ward Beecher once said, "He is rich or poor according to what he is, not according to what he has." With the prior exercises in mind, now make a list of all of the qualities and values that the new, reinvented you will embody. These qualities include both current assets as well as attributes that you've identified that need strengthening. State these qualities and values in a positive manner. For example, say happy instead of not angry, easygoing instead of not difficult, loving instead of not hateful. Your list might look something like this. My new qualities and values. I am secure, self-confident, loving, loved, forgiving, charismatic, courageous, attractive, a good listener, self-motivated, authentic, enthusiastic, empathetic, social, someone who belongs, inspiring, happy, a great friend, a contributor, committed, easygoing. I listen for value. I strengthen relationships. List those qualities that would best represent the ideal you, a magnificent and secure person with high self-esteem. Now take the qualities from your list and group them together into sentences. These will serve as your new empowering affirmations that will reprogram your thoughts. For example, if your qualities were those that I just recited, your affirmations might be, I am a confident, loving person. I am secure in my value as a great friend. I am loved by many. I belong and I fit in beautifully wherever I go. I forgive others and myself for all the faults and shortcomings that I might have. I am happy, social, easygoing, and fun to be around. I inspire others with my courage and authenticity. I am attractive, charismatic, and well-groomed. I'm a good listener. I listen for value in every conversation. I'm easygoing and let little bother me. I strengthen my relationships daily. I'm self-motivated and enthusiastic about everything that I do. I empathize with the other person. I frequently contribute my gifts to others. I acknowledge my value and regularly do nice things for myself. Here's an exercise. Create your own list of the qualities and values embodied by the new, reinvented you. Group related qualities into complete sentences. These will be your own personal affirmations. Type these affirmations on heavy stock or index cards and place them throughout your house or your office at key points where you'll see them daily. Take a few minutes at least 3 times a day to read and focus upon the healing energy of these affirmations. Better yet, read your new affirmations into a tape recorder. Play back your tape several times daily while closing your eyes and focusing on the feeling that you get when you are these traits.
Thanks for listening. This concludes this part of the Self-Esteem book. Please continue with part 7.